This week in the Los Angeles Business Journal, a look at Universal Music, the home to artists like Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande and Kendrick Lamar. Well, they were recently valued at $50 billion. The company is due to partly change ownership this year. And joining us for more about this week's cover story is publisher and CEO Anna Magzanian.
Good morning.
In the house. Good morning. Great morning. To see you. So what's interesting to me about this news is that Universal Music Group was once written off, you know, as a leader of this dying industry.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
What's changed?
So let's go back for a second, right? So you had, back in the day when the music industry, everybody was talking about how the music industry is dying, right? You had piracy was up, sales were down. And what happens is like you see leadership kind of come into play. Universal Music Group's CEO at the time, Lucien Grange, he basically doubled down on the industry and he decided, like, I'm not going to listen to the noise. I'm going to invest in music talent. And at the time when every critic was saying this was a bad idea, he even purchased EMI, which gave him more market share. Now, let's fast forward to today. You've got software companies like Apple, Spotify, who has made it affordable for consumers like you and I to pay $10 and we can stream music. And majority of that money is going to the record labels. So with Universal having the biggest market share, they also have the biggest names and the music talent they're representing, they're really capitalizing on this business.
So if they're really capitalizing on the business, why sell?
That's such a great question.
I mean, sounds like it's profitable from a business standpoint.
Huge question, right? I mean, it's actually a lot of industry insiders are talking about it, like why sell? And I think from a business perspective, the conversations have been that he is looking to, one, it's favorable momentum right now in the industry. There is increase in the music industry and there's just like growth in the music industry. Also, like the streaming, they're predicting that it's going to taper off. Like it's not going to keep continue growing. So the sale is more for that he's looking for a partner. And keep in mind, he's not selling the business. He's only selling 50% shares of the business. So that's going to help him find a right partner to accelerate the business to the next level.
That's a good fact to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I want to go back to last week. You were here talking about the real estate awards.
Yes, absolutely. So last week we celebrated the Real Estate Awards, and in this week's issue, we actually have a full recap of all the winners and some disappointments, but all, you know, just focusing on all the projects, the brokers, and it's a fantastic recap and a great issue.
And it had a big turnout too, Anna, like 500 huge people you were sharing before we came on?
Yes, it was a packed house, and we're so grateful for to be able to celebrate the community and as well as, you know, all the developments that are happening in LA. So it was a great night, definitely.
That's wonderful. Well, you know what we're so grateful for is to have you here with us every week.
Thank you.
Before we let you go, tell the viewers where they can get more information.
Absolutely. So more information on labusinessjournal.com, and you can subscribe to our weekly issue.
You're the bomb.
Thank you.
See you next week.
See you next week.